interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
You know, when we start reading the stories about the things people will steal to try and make money, you know, the things that come to mind first are the wires and the copper and all that kind of stuff. That seems to be part of it. I never thought of shopping carts as a possible, you know, route to richness. But in New Jersey, in Rochelle Park, New Jersey, there's a ShopRite supermarket, and they usually have anywhere between 400 and 500 shopping carts available in the parking lot at ShopRite. But starting in March, and continuing through April, they started noticing a trend. Less and fewer shopping carts available each day. One day, they said the store manager was the first to notice and said, "I think we're running low on carts around here. I don't know what the deal is. Let's look at the security video." And then they noticed this red van keep showing up to the store every couple days. And they see these two people, 77-year-old Alfredo Rodriguez and 54-year-old Hector Cortez. And they dubbed them the shopping cart bandits. They said over the last month and a half, they have stolen 140 shopping carts from this grocery store.
And well, aren't those things worth a couple hundred bucks?
A couple hundred bucks without
the technology. I think the ones with the technology might even be worth more.
Yeah, so they see the van pull into the parking lot, and the staff goes out, jumps in one of their cars, and blocks this van in. And then the guys gave them permission to search the van, and there were five shopping carts inside the van. The shopping carts do sell for about $200 a piece wholesale. And they said 140 carts is about $28,000 in the last month and a half.
Yeah, those must not have the, you know, the ones that the GPS that lock up on you.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, they would. Those are I would imagine are worth significantly more. Kenny thought he had outsmarted the cops. Even the most brilliant police work would never find Kenny after his DUI accident. That's what Kenny thought, anyways. 26-year-old Kenny was driving his Nissan Altima last week, and he was hammered. Crashed into a concrete wall, did some heavy damage to the front end, his airbag deployed. The sound of the collision was heard throughout the neighborhood, so people called the police. All things considered, Kenny wasn't in terrible shape. He just had some abrasions on his face from the airbag, along with some cuts on his hands and knees.
Cut up, Kenny.
So he climbed out of his car, heard those cop cars coming. Kenny was, he was aware he was lit up like Times Square, so he couldn't let the cops see him. But the sirens are getting closer. So Kenny picks out the tree that's next to the wall and figures, "I'll hide behind the tree. They'll never see me."
My five-year-old does that. Come on.
So cops arrive, of course. They see no one in the mangled car. They take 10 steps toward the tree, and there's Kenny. At first, he tries to deny it.
Hello.
You know, but he's got a face that's got more raspberries than Whatcom County in July. And they dealt with this guy before, and I think they even greeted him by name. He had his blood alcohol level was 0.17.
John, have you ever fallen asleep on the job? On any job you've had?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have, too. It wasn't pretty. It was in the middle of a radio show. But that's a whole other time and decades
during
ago.
During the show.
Yes. Fell asleep. I was keeping some odd hours those days. I remember my friend Todd, he was working in a, when we were working at Precor, this place that was making rowing machines, he got up into this balcony or something and ended up falling asleep. And they came out and they saw the forklift was stuck up there. And they're like, "What's going on up there?" He was sleeping up on some padding. Well, this person's in trouble for falling asleep on the job. And this is a healthcare provider in Iowa who specializes in acupuncture. And here's how the story went down. The patient comes in, and the guy puts the needles in and all that, and then runs back home for a bit and fell asleep and completely forgot about the patient that had the acupuncture needles in him. The patient waited till about 2 hours after the session was supposed to end, then pulled the needles out himself and called the police. The worker, his name is Dave Wang, won't face any actual charges, they say, but may lose his medical license. The state board has fined him $500, and his license is up for renewal this year. The patient wasn't hurt, but just mad and confused at what the hell happened. I mean, it's one thing to fall asleep on the job, but it's another thing to go home and fall asleep and not go back.
I fell asleep a few times. I've only worked a few jobs that weren't radio, and one of them was back in my like teenage years. It was like a Pier 1 Imports type place, and they would sell these pop. I only worked there during the Christmas season. They sold these Papasan chairs.
Papasan,
you know those with the
big round
mattress, whatever you call that futon thingy. All right, we'll call it that. Okay, and then the shell. And so they only, those things were
sizable. It's like a satellite dish.
Right. And they were sizable. So they only had room for a few of them on the floor. So every time one would sell, I was the only guy there. So they would ask me to go back into the storage room and climb up these stairs. And there was this really big area in the back room, the storage area. And it was all Papasan mattresses. Mm. Yes, and it was warm back there, and it was quiet back there, and nobody was... I was really the only one who would ever go back there.
That's so, what happened to Todd. He went into the warehouse, climbed up into there, and sat down on the phone.
There were a few times.
It was over.
And they couldn't, like, see me. They couldn't see me up there, so they'd come in, they'd shout my name, and I'd pretend like I wasn't sleeping, like I was trying to but, you know, they had to know what I was doing. Yeah. Man, those things were comfortable. I never did get
the Napasan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you get in and out. How you get out of those things? Once you get in them, I think you're stuck.